for the Drug Truth Network. It's the 420 Drug War News. And once again, I want to share with you the visit from Dr. Rick Doblin, the president of the Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies, MAPS.org.
It's a slippery slope the government fears between small group that uses ayahuasca, a small group then that has this as a spiritual sacrament, and then why can't other people, individuals, make a claim that they should have similar access, or small groups of individuals. But it's different a little bit with the system of medicine. It's a little bit more controlled, and it's also more scientific, and so that's where MAPS really is focused on two different things. We have a study in Charleston, South Carolina, with MDMA for post-traumatic stress disorder. It's halfway done, and it's turning out great. We're getting very promising results. And we've got permission just last week in Israel for another with survivors of war and terrorism-related post-traumatic stress disorder. And I think we've got a good chance, very good chance, of getting approved in Spain in about 6 months, in Switzerland in about a month, month and a half, for other studies. So we're internationalizing the research and trying to do a sequence of studies in Europe and in also in the United States for MDMA for post-traumatic stress disorder. And we've also got permission from the FDA and are waiting and expect soon to have DEA permission to do a study at Harvard Medical School with MDMA in advanced stage cancer patients with anxiety. So looking again at working and helping people deal with end-of-life issues. And we're in the midst of a lawsuit against DEA where we're seeking a license. We're seeking to sponsor a researcher at UMass Amherst, Professor Lyle Craker, in an effort to establish a growing facility to grow marijuana for medical research, to break the government monopoly on supply, and really to help resolve the medical marijuana issue through science and unblock the political obstructions that people are now getting, unfortunately, more familiar with the political intrusion on the FDA about Plan B, the morning after pill, and how politics has really started to pervert the FDA focus on science. I think that thousands of years of use by, you know, millions of people have shown that these things can play a role in spiritual development, and people are seeing the failure of the drug war, but they're too scared. They don't know what to do next, and so we have to develop structures of regulatory control for these altered states, and that will give people hope that, yes, there's something other than just driving this into the criminal underground. There's some way that we can bring it up without it spiraling out of control. It's already out of control.
Drug prohibition survives only because of ignorance and fear. Please educate yourself in this regard. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.